Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for February 2019. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the first broadcast for 2019. Leading tonight's official broadcast, Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening to all listeners. I trust you've enjoyed a happy festive season. Shortly you will hear from Debbie from headquarters about the problems we have had with the mail-out of the January and February edition of Break-In. This episode fits under the category defined by the late British Prime Minister Harold Macmillan as events, dear boy, events. Events come along to test us, and this has been a doozy, but through no fault of ours. The good news is that our printer will carry the cost of the mail-out of missing break-ins and Debbie's time. We are grateful to Rowe Print for stepping up here. Due to health reasons, Anne Fraser, ZL3TNT, has resigned from the position of Central Region Councillor. Council is grateful to Anne for her contribution to NZART by volunteering to fill the position that was vacant following the last election. Anne has helped out NZART in the past as well in the Midland region when there was a council vacancy while she lived in North Canterbury. As you will see from your latest break-in, there will be a vacancy in the Central Region continuing on following the AGM weekend in June. As this position is now vacant, if you think you may be able to contribute to your association by putting your hand up, or would like to know more, please feel free to make contact with Debbie at headquarters. Dave Allen, ZL4LDY, has decided not to carry on as Southern Region Councillor following the AGM this year, so a vacancy will exist following the AGM. As for the Central Region, if you're from the South and feel you have a contribution to make, please get in touch. Thank you, Dave, for your contribution and your inspiring talk at our AGM dinner in Mosgiel last year. In the next edition of Break-In, I will have information on the problems with NZRT branches becoming charitable. It has real implications with public liability insurance under the NZRT umbrella policy. Please contact Debbie at HQ if your branch is contemplating this. Have a read of my next column for more details. But note, this is not a problem for NZRT nationally being charitable, where there are real tax benefits. Like many of you, I responded to Mark ZL3AB's challenge to get out and operate on January 1 this year. And there is a not-so-flattering selfie by me in the first edition of Break-In this year, operating from a SOTA peak in Marlborough. I would like to thank Mark for this great idea and everyone who got on the air from 80 metres to 70 centimetres. I hope this is the first of many similar events, and like many of you, I have trouble operating from my home QTH, and it's a lot of fun to operate on HF with a zero noise level. Well, that's all from me tonight, Jim. Thank you, and good night to all radio enthusiasts listening.
Thank you, Stuart, the President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Saturday the 23rd of March, that's the date for the annual Chipuki Amateur Radio Club Market Day. The venue is the Paengaroa Community Hall, 4 Old Coach Road in Paengaroa. The venue opens at 6:30 a.m. with good food and hot breakfasts available from 7:30 a.m. The radio sale, well, it commences at 10 a.m. Table costs are $20 per table pre-booked or $25 on the day. You want half a table, that'll cost you $12 in advance or $15 on the day. There'll be a Waro get-together starting at 10:30 a.m. Remember, motorhome parking is available. Please advise your requirements by phone or email. For further information and table bookings, phone 07-533-1029, 07-533-1029, or email sydrowe@extra.co.nz, sydrowe@extra.co.nz. That's the annual Tipuki Amateur Radio Club junk sale at Paengaroa. Now just 4 weeks away on Saturday the 23rd of March. Onwards to Upper Hutt now, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, we are at the end of February already, well into the new year. Many of you will now know about the recent problems with the delivery of the January-February issue of Break-In. However, for those that aren't, due to a glitch at the printers, a number of members' mailing address sheets were included with others. This meant that quite a considerable number of our members did not receive Break-In this month. I have, for the most part, sent replacement copies where I have been advised. However, there may still be some members who have not received theirs. I appreciate your patience with this. Rest assured it is being sorted, but can you please send me an email if possible, or call me if you have still not received your magazine. Due to the increased workload, this also means the membership promotion that I was to undertake by the end of this month has also been delayed. I hope to have this sent to all amateurs who are not current financial members of the association by mid-March. However, the promo does not include those whose membership lapsed at the end of 2018. On to upcoming events. It's now time to send me any nominations you may have for presentation at the upcoming conference in New Plymouth. This is your chance to show your appreciation for someone on your branch who has gone above and beyond by nominating them for the ZL1HV Jumbo Godfrey Award, or perhaps they may be eligible for Amateur of the Year, or even better, life membership to NZART. All nominations must be received by me by the 1st of April. Just a note, the office will be closed from Wednesday next week and reopen Tuesday, the 5th of March. Well, that's about all from me, Jim. May you all continue to enjoy warm weather and great health. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. Now to catch up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
As we begin this week's report, we find ourselves back on the ocean journey of a record-setting Canadian YL who is sailing around the world with her amateur radio. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, has been following her story as she approaches his part of the world.
Jan Socrates, VE0JS, is crossing time zones and setting records. Amateur Radio Newsline caught up with Jan back in our report last November as the 76-year-old retired mathematics teacher was part way through her solo sail around the world aboard her yacht, the SV Nerida. Jan had left her home in Canada 1 month earlier to begin her global sail. It's not her first. She is already the oldest woman to sail solo, non-stop, unassisted around the world. When she completes her journey, as she hopes to do this year, that hope for homecoming in Victoria will make her the oldest person of either gender to accomplish the solo journey. Back in November, she was north of Ducie Island, where Newsline spoke with her on the air with the help of a Skype phone patch. As in the middle of this month, she was past Cape Horn and Cape Agulhas and aiming in the direction of Australia and New Zealand. Jan is keeping in good contact with other hams on the radio, including recent QSOs with some in South Africa and on the west coast of the United States. She is also uploading posts to her blog, svnerida.com. On her post of Friday the 15th of February, she noted she had sailed, not surprisingly, into the next time zone. And with luck, at the end of her journey of many months, she'll also sail into history. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Hams in India spent 2 days recently preparing for the cyclone they hope will never come. Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, shares this report.
The gathering of hams in the Indian state of Odisha was part field day and part amateur radio camp. Members of the Amateur Radio Society of Odisha spent 2 days on an uninhabited island, unreachable by conventional communications, and simulated a scenario of natural disaster. The exercise on February 16th and 17th was designed to sharpen the operators' readiness in case of such calamities as cyclones, which are not uncommon in that region. The drill did not go unnoticed by public officials. Officials from the Puri District Administration visited the island to observe the hams in action. They had a stake in the outcome of the exercise too. During Cyclone Titli in October of last year, Gajapati district was cut off from the outside world for a few hours, but communication stayed intact because of ham radio. Meanwhile, the hams had a very proud showing by the end of the exercise on Sunday evening. Using solar power and their radios, the eight operators were able to contact 130 hams, many from elsewhere in India, but also in Denmark, Russia, Australia, Thailand and Indonesia. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF.
For now, with Karen Eve Marie, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2019. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Commonwealth Contest 2019. This year's contest is 1,000 hours UTC on the 9th of March to 1,000 hours UTC on the 10th of March. New Zealand local times, 2,300 to 2,300. It's a CW-only contest. However, those who have operated in this contest in previous years know that you can be as serious as you want to be or not very serious at all. But you can still make lots of contacts regardless of your CW speed skills. Now, contest rules can be found at www.rsgbcc.org. Go to the HF menu and Commonwealth Contest Rules 2019. One of the fun aspects of the contest is a team competition between teams of five operators in the various Commonwealth countries. The South Island folk, Aka Quake Contesters, have already organised themselves into a team, but they did need the help of a North Islander to make the numbers up. So here's a question. Can we make up a pure North Island team or even another ZL team, regardless of location? Anyone who is interested, please drop a line to Frank, ZL2BR. It's time for Waru News, and a very good evening it is to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. I hope you've all had an enjoyable holiday season. Did you make some New Year's resolutions, and was one of them to get on the air and get more involved in amateur radio this year? In the past, WARO members have been NZART councillors, and many have held positions at branch level. How about coming on the WARO Monday Night Net on 3.695 MHz from 8pm and enjoying a chat with like-minded WALs? Nomination forms for positions on the WARO Executive will be included in the next bulletin, and you might consider putting your name forward for election or appointment. Maybe you're a WAL who's been thinking about sitting the examination and getting to use some of that gear that the OM has in his radio shack, as many of us have done. There's never a better time than now to get started, and you'll find that many branches run classes and weekend training courses that lead to the examination. There is information on the NZART website or from exam supervisors listed in break-in. All ladies are invited to get together during the Te Puke Radio Club's annual market day at Paengaroa on Saturday, March the 23rd. Meet in the usual room about 10:30 a.m. for morning tea and chat. WALs do not have to be WARO members to attend this informal gathering, and all WALs are welcome. The Jokwat Field Days have been taking place this weekend, and if you took photos of activities your branch was involved in, please send a copy off to our bulletin or break-in column editors. A couple of lines describing the photos would also be helpful. You'll find the addresses in any bulletin, and it would be appreciated if you could do it in the next week or so. Finally, a reminder to WARO executive members that your annual report should be with the Secretary Val ZL2FO by the 10th of March or before, so they can be in the next bulletin, please. That's all from WARO for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for WARO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Remember, it's never too early to plan for your attendance of NZRT Conference. The 2019 conference, to be held over Queen's Birthday weekend, the 1st and the 2nd of June, will be hosted by New Plymouth Branch 27 and held at the Quality Plymouth Hotel. Accommodation is available at the venue. Details can be found on the conference website, conference.zl2ab.com. See the details on page 28 and 29 of your Jan-Feb issue of Break In. Make your bookings now. NZART Conference 2019 in New Plymouth over Queen's Birthday weekend. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to news from your region. And we start from the Hibiscus Coast Radio Society, NZART Branch 80. The branch has its annual general meeting on Wednesday, the 13th of March, at 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms, which is at 1/479 Whangaparoa Road in Whangaparoa, to Napier Branch 25, where the next meeting will be on Wednesday, the 6th of March, starting 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms, which are at 123 Latham Street in Napier. There'll be some discussion concerning the next club project. All will be revealed on the night. South Wairarapa NZART Branch 82 is having a buy, sell and swap on Saturday the 23rd of March at St John Hall at 73 Main Street in Greytown. The sale starts at 9:30 a.m. and of course everybody is welcome. If you want a table, then you should contact Elaine ZL2ELA. To Wellington Branch 50, which has its annual general meeting on Saturday the 20th of March starting at 7:30 p.m. and held at the Lutheran Church Hall in King Street in Mount Cook. Just a notice here of the joint Nelson-Marlborough Amateur Radio Club's combined barbecue and fox hunt on Saturday the 9th of March. The location will be Carluke Hall in the Carluke Domain in Rye Valley from 11 a.m. onwards. If you're going, you'll need to bring salad and some kind of dessert to share, a drink, plates and eating utensils, chair, sun hat and sunscreen. And of course, if you'd like to participate in the fox hunt, you'll need to bring a handheld radio. Both clubs will be providing meat, breads, onions and sauce. And if the weather's not good, then the hall can be used, so come rain, hail or shine. There's plenty of space for camper vans and tents for a small charge. Now down south to Otago Branch 30 and some activities for March. On Sunday the 10th, there is a proposed trip to the Awarua Radio Museum and the Satellite Tracking Station. On Wednesday the 13th, it's a construction night, and on the 20th, there will be a fox hunt. And finally to Balclutha, NZART Branch 35, which has its annual meeting on Sunday, March the 17th, at Naish Park in Charlotte Street in Balclutha. If you're going, you'll need to bring some food for the barbecue, a drink, and perhaps a chair too. Well, that's all from me. See you again in another month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 31st of March. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for February 2019. Good night, everyone. Good night now.